All right, let's go to line one and bring in Alderman Scott Wagesback from the 32nd Ward. Alderman Wagesback, wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Scott was on the show before, and am I allowed to call you Scott, or do I have to refer?
Yes.
I am? Okay,
Scott,
good.
Scott is fine.
Okay.
But I tell everyone.
Okay, good, good. We were together on Chicago Tonight on Thursday of this past week, talking about the whole recycling issue, and the bombshell that got dropped on Thursday. And for some of us, it wasn't such a bombshell. I'm sure you had, inklings of this, and I know that I did, because I work with the Chicago Recycling Coalition, and we have our sources, and we kind of knew what was going on. It had to come out at some point, and it did, when Fran Spielman wrote in the Sun-Times. The problem is, for a lot of people in the city, it was a bombshell. And they said, oh, now what's going on? And the idea is that the Daley administration right now is working on privatizing the blue cart pickup in the city, and doing it by dividing the city into six zones, and then they had an RFP, or request for program, whatever. Some people call it RFQ, and whatever it was. But they sent out these notice that they wanted people to bid on this job, and they got these bidders to come in. And if you believe Fran Spielman's story, they're still in the process of choosing the bidders. If you believe what I've heard, they've already chosen them. Among the people being chosen are Waste Management, which kind of brings this full circle for the Daley administration, because Waste Management was the company that ran the Blue Bag program, which was in place for 15 years, and which, as we all know, did not work. And so here we are going back. It looks like Waste Management will have four of the six zones in the city. What was your reaction, Alderman, when that came out on Thursday morning? And you probably started getting some phone calls, I imagine.
Yeah, I did. Actually, you know, one of the sad things about being an alderman in a city that doesn't have a recycling program, and, you know, let's face it, I mean, some parts of the 32nd Ward have it, but the majority of the city doesn't. The first reaction is kind of anger and frustration. A lot of the calls that I get from the area of the ward that does not have recycling is just anger and questioning and, you know, curiosity as to why Chicago can't put this program together in the right way. So when that news came out, you know, it was just, for me, it was just, okay, here's the affirmation that the leadership of the city, and, you know, we talked about it on Chicago Tonight, the leadership of the city just can't get their act together when it comes to recycling. And I don't know if it's deliberate or just, again, dropping the ball, but how can you go for 15 years with a blue bag program that doesn't work? Then, you know, I've been in 4 years trying to get it not only throughout the city but definitely in the ward, and it's just frustration on top of frustration. So that's how I look at it. And there's so many other cities in the U.S. that do it and do it well, and they're leapfrogging Chicago, and that's part of the frustration.
Yeah, and if you look at after we were on the show, the Chicago Tonight people listed some of these cities on their website, which you can link to at mine, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. And they list some of the cities, the major cities in the country that have good recycling programs, like New York and L.A. and San Francisco and others, Portland, Seattle. And how they do it, and one of the things you realize is that there's no one specific model that fits all in the country.
And that's good. That's probably a good thing.
Oh, it is. I mean, different cities have different issues. For instance, when you're on the East Coast, one of the huge issues is the tipping fees. They're much higher than they are in the Midwest. And a tipping fee is what you pay when you take your waste to a landfill, and that influences how they do things. It also has to do with, as you alluded to, who's in charge.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with that. I mean, how could waste management, you know, love having that blue bag program for 15 years? And I think you spoke about it. There's been people writing about that stuff for years and years and years. So it's not that the leadership is clueless as to how things work and how they could work well. I think it's more of a matter of who the bottom line is, who's making the money off of this stuff, and it's sure not the taxpayers, because I think they could implement a program that would work, maybe not to make us money, but at least to break even.
Well, the point,
I think you said it, right, about New York?
Yeah, where they were paying out millions of dollars and managed to turn it around, so they were making a small amount of revenue from the
right.
recyclables. The point
right.
is, we haven't really even looked at that, and we haven't done this in an open way. The fact that this announcement comes out on Thursday, and it's a month before the mayor leaves office, and it comes out as kind of a bombshell, means that there hasn't been a lot of transparency. So the bids were put online for the city, if you knew where to track them down, but it's not like groups like mine and the aldermen and the citizens at large have been called in to weigh in on how they think this is going to work.
Oh, why have a public forum on it?
Yeah, when you can do it by fiat.
Yeah.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, what we lose in the process, and this is some of the things that we have on the Chicago Recycling Coalition site, and in the interest of full disclosure, I'm president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, and I do not make a dime for being the president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition for all those people. I had somebody come after me once because I said something that got in the press, and then the comments after the article, somebody said, oh, Novak's just trying to save his job. And I want to say, hey, listen, you want the job, take it. If you can be a better advocate, go for it. You know, knock yourself out. All I want is good recycling in the city of Chicago.
Right.
You know, and we have to look at what are the real cost savings here. The idea being that maybe we can have better recycling. What's the real cost? Is it going to be lower wages and benefits for workers? What's the impact on the workers and their families? The idea that and there's this meme out there that, you know what, private industry always does it better. I don't believe that for a second, and I don't think it's been borne out that private.
And look, if you look at the RFP, there's no guarantees in there that waste management must go to recycle those materials. I mean, they could just as easily take it to a landfill. You know, and that's part of this thing that you were talking about, that there's no public discussion about these things. And did anybody look closely at the bidding process and say, come on, you know, what's the end line for all these recyclables? Are they going to a landfill? Are they being reused?
Well, yeah, and that's the question. And when the CRC has talked to people in the administration about this, the answer we get is that there's no money to be made on this, or that it's a non-starter, which I brought up on Chicago Tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, because on right after you, I'm going to have Patrick Cushing, who runs a private business and actually makes money from
right.
doing recycling. So, we're going to look at a different business model here and see what he's got to say. Now, he deals only in paper. Still, you know, that's
sure.
money to be made.
Well, and that's the point. I think, you know, and I think the administration knows that, and I think that's why they're moving so quickly. Waste management wouldn't take this deal if they weren't going to make money off of it.
Well, of course they're going to make money off of it. Why would they? Yeah, you're right.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's like the parking meters. You know, the city could be making the money off of the parking meters now to the tune of the $100 million that this private company is making off of it over 75 years. And we're going to do the same thing that we did with the parking meters and so many other deals that people just don't know about in the city. And the same thing with the recycling. I mean, why are we not smart enough to just take this ourselves and say, look, we can either break even with this, or maybe we'll make a little bit of money, but it's the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
for the environment, for the taxpayers, for everybody across the board. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I get frustrated. That's why I get frustrated and angry sometimes, and say, you know, it's just a failure of leadership, and people should be out there pounding on that door at City Hall saying, do the right thing.
Well, you know, we had this happen 18 years ago when the blue bag got rolled out, and from the get-go, and I was not part of the organization at the time, but from the get-go, the Chicago Recycling Coalition was saying, this is not going to work, this is not going to work, this is not going to work, it's not going to work. And guess what? It didn't work. And so we're calling this new deal, this dropping this on the table in the last month, deja blue all over again.
Yeah, and it is.
It sure feels like it, doesn't it? And I noticed that one of your colleagues has now come out, Alderman Leslie Hairston from the 5th, sent out a press release just Friday. She calls it the parking meter fiasco on wheels. I guess literally because the carts are on wheels.
Right.
But you can take that figuratively as well. She says they're trying to rush the contract through before April 11th, when the City Council Finance Committee may consider restrictive legislation. Do you have any insight into that? Do you have that information on the April 11th meeting?
No, I don't.
You're not on that committee?
No, I'm not. I mean, I have to basically go dig up everything myself, including the RFPs and such. But I kind of assumed that a lot of things would be pushed through here at the last minute before Mayor Daley goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I mentioned on the show, it's kind of another parting gift for, I think, old-time friends, frankly. I mean, it's you mentioned Brackenbox on the show. Brackenbox was part of this, I guess, process that they found was environmentally unfriendly.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I had a couple of seconds to talk about it on Thursday, and I wasn't able to finish my thought. Brackenbox Inc. is one of the contractors that apparently has received a zone in the city of Chicago. Now, Streets and Sand is saying they don't officially, their official word is, well, we don't know who's gotten these yet. Okay. But Fran Spielman in the Sun-Times said that Brackenbox was one of them. And as I pointed out on Thursday, there was an article in the Chicago Tribune in January, January 9th, as a matter of fact. The headline, State EPA Targets Markham Businessmen. And in the article, it says EPA officials describe Jim Bracken, owner of Brackenbox Inc. dumpster service, as well as transfer and recycling center in Markham, as a, quote, chronic violator of environmental regulations, and referred his case to the state attorney general's office to seek compliance. Now, as somebody pointed out to me after this article, I was shown this article, they said, IEPA, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, does not use words like chronic very often. They are loath to go into it's not even a pejorative. It's a fact as far as they're concerned. But this is very strong language for the EPA. So if the EPA is saying that this business that just received one of these zones in Chicago is a chronic violator of environmental regulations, that says something about the process by which these companies were picked. Now, it's possible that they're not one of the ones that were awarded a contract. And if that's so, then it just proves that we have no transparency here. So either way, the city looks bad on this.
Well, and I think the city's response would be essentially, they've cleaned it up. Don't worry about it. It's not something that we really look at. We look at best business practices. That's the kind of responses we get in a lot of issues. And that would be very, I would be bothered by that if the city refused to look at that as one of the factors in determining who should get one of those zones. But again, it boils down to lack of transparency, especially in the waning days of the Daley administration. And, people say, why do you always stand up and talk about these issues? And this is exactly why. It's just more of the same. I frankly think that things like this should be halted in the waning days of this administration. There should be no more contracts put out until Mayor Emanuel gets in. And this transparency that he's spoken about, or the reform, should be first priority on the table. And this recycling contract should be halted until the city council and the public, including organizations like yours, can sit down at the table in a hearing or a series of hearings and say, why do we need to privatize this in the first place? Let's see if the city, through the laborers and maybe the other organizations involved, the unions, can look at this and say, hey, we can do a better job.
I want to get to that, the transparency in the Emanuel administration, in a second. We're talking to Alderman Scott Wagsback from the 32nd Ward. But first, I want to go take a question here or a comment from Bernie on line two. Hi, Bernie. You're on the Mike Novak Show.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I the thing is, like, I think myself, you don't have the media behind you. You know, listening to Norm Angold, and he taught us the word externality. I don't think the people really are educated. And is it private industry that doesn't want to acknowledge that they produce a product that eventually the taxpayers have to pay to recycle it? I mean, it's just, it seems awful phony that, you know, I can go up to somebody in the city and say, what's that triangle mean? I bet you 9 out of 10 people don't know it.
Well, you're right about one thing, Bernie, in that the educational component of recycling in Chicago has been sorely lacking, and I think the alderman would agree with that. And partly it's because we have so many different systems. We have blue cart, but it's not rolled out to everybody, so you can't tell everybody to use a blue cart because they don't have them, which means you have to tell some people to go to the dumpsters to put them in. And then you've got the high rises, which is a completely different matter, and that's handled in a completely different way, and it's piecemeal. What do you say about that, alderman?
I'd agree with Bernie. I mean, in a lot of ways, we have a phony green city. We talk big. We do a lot of green things throughout the city, but the biggest one should be recycling. And this whole education of the populace about you know, how we do things is haphazard. I think when we were on the show, I was talking about how the Streets and Sand commissioners went to different cities across the U.S. and they came back and they, in the budget hearings, and they said, hey, we went to all these other cities and we learned how they do recycling and how great the other systems are, and we were going to bring those same practices to Chicago. And when we decided to implement it, we implemented it essentially the wrong way, or the way that would benefit fewer of the population than we expected. So it's a learning curve that just hasn't been met by the administration itself. To me, I just look and I see, okay, they can't, they're educating themselves in the wrong way, so how could they educate us?
Bernie, that's a great comment. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great Sunday.
All right, you too.
I'm going to have to let you go, Alderman, but the one thing I think we got to say right here that we did not say really on Thursday on Chicago Tonight, and I feel very strongly about this, is, you know, the name that mere mortals dare not speak, and that's Rahm Emanuel. To think that the Emanuel administration is not fully aware of what's going on here and doesn't understand the implications of this would be silly. You know, if you believe that, then you know I'm the king of Logan Square, and the Emanuel administration should be looking at this and saying, you know what, maybe this is something that is better served in the open. When the new administration comes in, let's look at the ideas. Let's talk to everybody. We need accountability. We need transparency. Let's do it right. Let's not have it dropped in our laps a month before the old mayor leaves office. What do you think?
I would agree with you completely that's what should be on their minds. I mean, we're talking about a deal that's going to cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars a year, like that New York deal that you talked about, when it could actually benefit taxpayers instead. So, and it would benefit the Emanuel administration, I think, to sit down with Mr. Daley and say, you know, Mayor Daley, and say, Mayor, as mayor-elect, I would like you to stop this contract process for the moment until I can get my arms around it.
Yeah. Well, I would like to talk more, and I know there are other issues here, and in the interest of fairness to everybody, I will say that, you know, you have an interest in it, too, because recycling pickup as waste pickup is one of the ways that aldermen have some influence in the city with their residents. I mean, it cuts both ways. You have influence that way, but on the other hand, if it is privatized, as the Lou Phillips from the union said, people will be calling an 800 number instead of the alderman's office, and they're still going to yell at you even though they can't get satisfaction.
That's always true, yeah.
But, you know, we'll get into that issue some other time, and I want to talk some more about this is not the end of this, obviously. I think this is just the beginning. Alderman Scott Wagspack, 32nd Ward, thank you again for being on the show. Always a pleasure talking to you, and let's chat soon.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.